Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Messages from Above with Tony G. Tony is a world-renowned psychic medium. She has had the gift of being a psychic medium and channel her entire life. Tony hosts two TV shows, Create a Life You Love and Psychic Medium Tony G. She is also the author of 5 books. Being a healer and a hypnotist as well, it is her purpose and her passion to help you in every way she can. Phone lines are open now. Call in 858-365-5593 and let Tony answer your questions about life, love, finances, or help you connect with a loved one on the other side. Enjoy the show.
Hello and welcome to Messages from Above. I'm so excited to be here and I'm so grateful that you have joined me on this fine Monday in August. So I am Tony Green and I'm a medium and a channel and a psychic and I do some healing work, and it's always such an honor to log in and get on my switchboard and see that it is full. It's also a little bit like, oh my gosh, I hope I can get to so many people today. But here's what I'm going to tell you. If I do not get to you today, please call back in next week or the week after. And, people tell me all the time, I've called in for, months and I finally am getting through. And so please try back again if we don't get you today. And I want to apologize if I don't get to you today. I do the best I can with the time that I allow for this show. I also want to let you know that if you have an emergency, if there's something you need to have an emergency, you need these questions now and you don't get through on the show, please don't hesitate to go to my site and go to the quick checkout page and schedule an appointment with me. I do phone readings, I do in-person readings, and if you're calling from another country, and I have a lot of clients from Canada and other countries, Italy and such, just, we can Skype it. So that way it's easier for everybody involved. We can Skype the reading or the clearing. So let's go directly to the first caller who has been waiting already almost 20 minutes, caller 270. Hello, 270. How are you today?
I'm fine. How are you?
Good. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Joy, and I'm calling from Kentucky.
Hi, Joy. How are you today? You're doing well. We already covered that, right? Good. What's your question for me?
I was going to say first, I called a few weeks ago and I was asking about dating, and you said like around the 15th, and that was true because I went on one, so you were right. I wanted to ask, I live in an apartment and I'm hoping to find a better one to move into.
Joy, you're breaking up just a little bit for me. It's a weird little connection, and it could be the Blog Talk connection. I understand that, but can you please repeat that? You live in an apartment, and
I'm hoping to find a better one to move into. Will that happen soon?
I'm having so much trouble hearing. It's like quiet. And what are you saying again?
I'm sorry. I think it's my phone. I'm hoping to find a better apartment. Will that happen soon?
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. Actually, within 2 months. Now you have to be quick about this. Don't waste a lot of time dilly dallying and thinking about it. You have to be very vigorous in your search. And actually, joy is stuck or blocked in moving forward. Yes, okay, clear that. Joy is stuck or blocked in finding the right apartment at the right price for her. Yes, clear that. So we're going to clear anything blocking you or stopping you. You have a belief that, like, you won't get what you want. You never get what you want. So we're going to clear that, too, because this planet was created on creation and getting what we want. So if we're thinking in the positive, we'll get what we want in the positive. If we're thinking in the negative, we're going to get what we want in the negative. So I just want you to be very clear about what you want and the price you want it for and where you want it to be located. And then I want you to, like, just hand that to your angel or to God and say, okay, bring this to me. But you need to be very vigorous in your looking. It's when I found the place I'm at right now, it was only listed once. And even when I went back to find the listing, I could not find it.
Mm-hmm.
So that right there, and I love this little place. So I'm going to tell you that right there was a sign to me, like, okay, here you go. So, and the same thing with my business rental. When I went and I looked for my business rental, I saw it listed once, and I went and I could not find that listing again. So please know that they do things like that when it's the right place for you and that you will be finding it within 2 months. It might take 3, but I feel like this is going to be 2 months, and I want you to be very vigorous in your search. But you need to know what you want and list what you want before they can give you what you want, because you kind of are willing to settle and a little bit desperate. And they're saying just be very sure of what you want and move forward with that, okay?
Okay.
Excellent. Thank you, Joy, so much for calling in again. I'm so happy I was able to talk with you. And please call me back and let me know. I feel like in a week you're going to hear something about a place, and it's the right place. You're going to hear about it in a week, and it's the right place. It might be the wrong timing. But it might not be available in the time frame that you need. So try to negotiate and work out things with this person. If that doesn't work out within a month, you're going to hear about a second available place. Okay?
Okay.
Excellent. I wish you an amazing day, and I look forward to hearing updates on this. Okay?
You too. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thank you. Bye for now. Okay, I'm going to go to the very next caller. Caller. Did I push 415? I meant to push 415. Mm-hmm. Are you from 4? Yep. Okay. 415. Hi. How are you? How are you today? What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi. My name is Jennifer, and I'm calling from Texas.
Hi, Jennifer. How can I help you today?
I was calling to see if you could tell me anything about my relationship.
Okay, Jennifer. What's his name, and what specifically are you looking to find out about this relationship?
His name is Eddie, and I wanted to know if we're going to get back together.
Okay, so first of all, I'm very, very sorry for what's happening right now. Asking them questions about this situation and trying to find out, you know, all the facts of it. And here's what I'm going to tell you. Now, prior to this, you were maybe understanding some things about him that were not the best qualities in a man, perhaps, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you were putting up with a lot from him. And actually, you were conceding a lot. You were putting up with a lot, looking at the bigger picture rather than what was going on right now, and thinking, okay, in the long run, it might turn out to be this, so I'll put up with this now because I want the bigger picture. And what they're saying is everything that you had put up with, that would continue no matter what the situation of the relationship would be. Sometimes things happen for us, not to us. And even when we're in a situation where we are ignoring certain things about the other person because we hope for a certain outcome, I am stopping right now. I'm so sorry because this message is just resonating on many levels for me also. So thank you so much for calling in today. Sometimes when we're hoping for that bigger outcome and we're ignoring things, they make us stop and they make us look at what's really going on and who this person really is and how this person is really treating us, because we deserve to be in a loving, respectful relationship always, in the beginning, in the middle, in the end.
See, because I always thought everything was going good, but I don't know what happened.
Well, I'm going to say, if it's at this point, then sometimes we sit in a place of denial. We're not looking at the whole picture. We're looking at what we want to see. Eddie can tend to be a little bit condescending, they're saying, whether you realize this or not or paid attention to this or not. He can tend to be a little bit condescending and critical. He has some control patterns or issues. And none of this is bad, okay? None of this is horrible. It's all things that can be worked with if he's willing to work on it. Now, I'm going to tell you he's a little bit stubborn also. So for whatever you have been looking at, and it's really easy to look at the what's going good, and it's always good to look at what's going good, but you wouldn't be where you are right now if everything was going really good. There were things you were not looking at about him and about your situation. He is not as ready to settle down or be committed as you are. One of you, whether it's him or you, one of you is not ready to be long-term commitment, okay? I have to put this in the form of a question for you. So I'm going to put this in the form of a question for you. Is there another person involved in this situation?
No.
I'm sorry? So you're not aware if there's another person involved in this situation?
From what I know of, no.
Okay. I am going to say I want you to look back at the past month and a half, the past 4 to 6 weeks, and I want you to look at everything differently. Look at it from an outsider's point of view and start putting the pieces of the puzzle back together. Okay? You have a puzzle. It's just the wrong puzzle. You're looking for the wrong thing in this puzzle. I need you to go back and look over the past 4 to 6 weeks, at least, and I want you to look at everything again. That didn't make sense. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And as you do that, you'll get a greater understanding of what's really going on with this situation. Now, the question isn't, is he coming back or will you guys be together again? The question is, should you accept this back in your life again? And when we first have an upset, we think this is all that we want. And this is all that we, you know, we're not looking at everything because we just start thinking, this is all I want. I need to get this person back. I need to have this relationship again. And the truth of the matter is, sometimes after all the emotions have settled out of this, get it more clearly and understand the picture better. I'm going to do some clearing on you, if that's okay.
Okay.
Clear that. I'm starting to clear the hurt, pain, and sorrow of this, because when we're in that place of hurt, pain, and sorrow, we can't see things clearly. We're coming from an emotional standpoint rather than a practical or a logical standpoint. We're not seeing the truth in a situation. We're not seeing what's really going on in the situation because we're so caught up in the what just happened in the situation. And this is all coming from the heart space. I feel a lot of emotion leaving the heart space and the throat space. You have not been speaking your truth to this person and what you really want. See, for some women, we're looking at the long term and we're seeing a relationship that is unfolding and turning into a bigger relationship. And for some men, they're seeing, oh, this is a good time. This is fun. And they might not, it could just be the wrong timing where they're not at that place in their life where they're ready to have that committed relationship. And then when it gets too serious, they back off again. Mm-hmm. This all hurts. And we're just going to keep clearing all the sorrow and pain. We're going to keep just letting that go. We're going to keep that moving out of you. And then I'm going to ask, she is in denial, and I definitely go forward when I say you are in denial about this situation. So we're going to start to clear all of that denial about this situation too. By tomorrow, you will have a whole new perspective and point of view on this situation. By tonight, some of this emotion, by the time we hang up, I hope a lot of this emotion is gone from you. But by tomorrow, you should be able to see things quite differently. Okay. One thing women do not do when they're in a relationship, they do not ask, what do you want? Where is this going? We assume because we have feelings for this person and we are letting them, you know, doink us that they are in the same place we are. That's not always true. Being intimate is very emotional for a woman because we're trusting someone to come inside of our body. Being intimate for a man is sometimes, for some men, just getting off, okay? Like, I'm sorry to all my listeners. I hope this is not offensive to you, but it's true. We have to be, here's what I want to say to everybody. If you cannot ask, where is this going? You do not belong letting somebody inside of you. If you're not in that place where you feel safe enough to receive that answer, no matter what it is, then we should not be being intimate with this person. We need to be in a place that is, we have strength. And we have the ability to say, hey, what are we doing here? Where is this going? Are you ready for a serious commitment? And not be afraid of those answers and be able to walk away if they're not the answers that we want. We have to stop going on assumption. We don't have to give them a long what we want conversation. They know what we want. Okay, they do. We have to know what they want, though. And until you can be in that place with any guy, you need to not get serious right away with a guy. And I'm going to tell you, by the time you go to sleep this evening, you are going to feel 100 times better. By the time you wake up in the morning, you should have some clarity. And I really, 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 really hope that you look over the past 4 to 6 weeks, the past month and a half, because there are some things that didn't quite make sense to you. Some things that happened that you just took at face value, I want to say, and didn't dig deeper into it to say, oh, you didn't question things. You just let it go. And if you look back at it now, you're going to realize, oh, maybe I should have questioned this, or maybe I should have questioned that. And and you would have had a, not a different outcome, but you would have been in a different space right now. Does this make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay. So I want you to know, I'm not going to tell you, I want to tell you something, but I know that it's not what you want to hear. Like, I want to tell you, okay, here's the way I'll say it. If it doesn't work out with this guy, that's okay. And that might end up being your choice. You might be the one to say, listen, this isn't what I want. He'll tell you what you want to hear, but he's already betrayed you once. Let's just put it that way. He'll do it again, okay? I want you to decide, not if he wants you. I want you to look at everything about this person and decide, do I want him? Because that's another thing us women do. We're so worried about, do they like me? Do they want me? Am I good enough? That we're not looking at this person and saying, wait a minute, is this what I want for the rest of my life? Is this really what I want to put up with for the rest? And we think, well, he's just like this now because of this, this, or this. No, no, no. This is who they are. This is who they are. And we have to decide, I accept this or I don't. This whole changing them later or it will get better later, that's not the case. Either a guy comes correct. The one thing I say, if you're not a doctor, you probably cannot fix them. And if you are a doctor, you should not be dating a person that you're fixing. Okay, so that right there, that leaves out everything. But I do want you to know that if you do choose not to move forward with him, in 3 weeks you're going to have the opportunity to meet somebody, and in 3 months you're going to meet somebody. If you move forward with him, you probably will not meet those people because you'll be waiting for him and wanting him, and you will be disappointed by him again. He will hurt you again. It's inevitable. It's his pattern. And he really doesn't have a lot of remorse for some of the things that he does. So it's up to you how you want to move forward and what you want to do with this. But I'm going to tell you that if you decide just to let this go now and heal from it, you'll be able to move forward and meet somebody who is a much better, kinder person for you and will be able to treat you, and they're looking for the same thing you are. Okay? Does this make sense to you?
Yeah.
And I want to tell you, sometimes when guys are doing something, whatever, shady, being players or just, they're just looking for anything, any excuse to end it so they can go do what they want or not feel guilty about what they did. Now, pay attention to that as you look back on the past 4 to 6 weeks here. Okay?
Okay.
Pay attention to that. Guys can show up the first 3 to 6 months as we haven't seen through their disguise yet. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So just go back and look at everything again. Don't look at what he did tell you. Look at what he didn't tell you. Look at what he didn't say. Okay?
Okay, I will.
And I want to say this. You're already sounding better. I'm very, very happy about that. If a guy won't answer a question, don't just move on to the next question. Keep asking the question and wait for the answer. Because if they're not answering a question, that means they're hiding something or they might want to lie about it. If they don't have to answer, we've let them off the hook easy. Make them answer the questions. If they're not willing to answer basic, simple questions, then that's not a person that you should be playing kissy face with. I don't know how else to say it. Okay. But be brave enough to ask the questions. And the sooner you can ask those questions, the easier it is to cut it off if this isn't the person you want. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, Steve Harvey wrote, wait, not done with you yet. Steve Harvey. Mm-hmm. I love Steve Harvey. Wrote an amazing book, Date Like a Man, Act Like a Woman. Now, this is coming from a man. He wrote a book for women on dating and what you should, the questions you should ask, how you should ask them, what you should say. And I love this book, and I think every woman should go through it because it gives us that confidence. We've been, guys have kind of, women are no longer empowered. And listen, we are the powerful ones. We are the ones that hold everything together. So we have to use that strength in our relationships from beginning to end. Okay, sweetie?
Thank you. Yeah, it's just that I was with him for 5 years and it just happened all of a sudden.
Remember to, I'm so sorry for what you're going through. I really am. And I want to tell you, look back at the last 4 to 6 weeks. There's something that you've been ignoring for the last 4 to 6 weeks. Okay? Something okay. You kind of felt, let me ask you this. Did you feel like something was off? Did you feel like maybe he wasn't being as, did you feel like something was going on over the last month?
Just that he was hanging out more with his friend.
That is what you need to look at. Because I feel like one of them was a kind of new friend.
Right. Well, he just got out of jail. His old friend just got out of jail about 2 months ago.
That's not who I'm talking about. Just look at the last 4 to 6 weeks. He has not been being completely honest with you. And as you look at the last 4 to 6 weeks, you will see the holes in his stories. You've been trusting him, understandably. But now it's time to take a look at everything again and see where those holes are and put the puzzle together in a new way. Okay, sweetie?
Okay.
All this emotion, you sound much better now. By morning, you're going to have clarity and you'll be able to move forward. Okay, sweetie?
Okay.
Thank you so much for calling in today. I'm so grateful I was able to help you. I hope that you have an amazing rest of the day, and I am truly sorry for all that you have gone through. I want to thank everybody for listening in and calling in today, and sometimes somebody does need a little bit extra time, and I'm sorry if I did not get to your call today. Please call back next week. Have an absolutely amazing week.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.